Medal of Honor recipient Kyle Carpenter, Don't Hide Your Scars. By Robert Krajicek on October 14, 2019. Scars are a truly beautiful thing, said retired Lance Corporal William Kyle Carpenter, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran of the war in Afghanistan and Medal of Honor recipient. In a Monday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, Carpenter reflected on the genesis of his forthcoming book You Are Worth It, Building a Life Worth Fighting For, scheduled for release on Wednesday. This book started many, many years before I started writing it 2 years ago, Carpenter said. I was injured by an enemy hand grenade in Afghanistan in 2010. I spent 3 years recovering at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And through that 3 years, I was forced to search for the silver linings during the long, dark, and painful nights and days in the hospital. Carpenter sought to write a book with broad appeal and expansive applicability. After leaving my 3 years at Walter Reed, and just having an amazing recovery thanks to the incredible staff there, my family, and so many loving and supporting people around the country, I immediately drove out of the gate of Walter Reed, and I drove down to Columbia, South Carolina, and moved into my small one-bedroom apartment there to start my freshman year at college, recalled Carpenter. I graduated from college December of 2017 and looking ahead and thinking about potentially starting a book. I just kept getting hung up before even starting because I didn't want to write a book that only people that have served in the military or that have been to combat could understand. I wanted a book that transcended all boundaries and that anyone could pick up and not only understand but take lessons from. Listen. The centrality and universality of struggle to the human condition formed the perspective of his book, revealed Carpenter. Carpenter determined, struggle is that one common fiber throughout every single person on this earth. And so, yes, my book has a chapter or two about Afghanistan and my injury to give context to my journey, but it's so much more that. It's primarily written from the blast on because, like I said, I wanted people to connect with my story. They might have never spent 3 years in a hospital bed, but they know what pain is. Carpenter realized the value of the scars he developed from his injury and subsequent surgeries while trying to minimize their visibility with scar revision therapy. While I was at Walter Reed, I couldn't rush my surgeries any more than I was. So in between all of those therapy hours and surgeries, a lot of my doctors were addressing some scars on my face. If I wanted to, I could just come by the clinic and do scar revision therapy, recalled Carpenter. At this point in my recovery, I hadn't really had the deep thought to follow my hospital time and really realize the lessons that I had learned along the way, so I thought, okay, I'll try some scar revision therapy. I go into the clinic, and not only is it extremely painful, but I come out in my face, I mean, I was unrecognizable. I was swollen. I didn't even recognize myself in the mirror. At that moment, I had a few epiphanies. One was, I'm trying to buffer out a scratch on a car that has been completely totaled, quipped Carpenter. Both my arms are skin grafted, my right one from, it doesn't function right. So even if I didn't have the scars, you would be able to observe my injury. I have skin grafts and scars from my wrists all the way to the top of my shoulder. Carpenter continued, so there was that, but on a deeper level, I realized, why am I trying to do this when I'm going around the country and speaking to people and trying to share hope that it's okay, physically, mentally, or emotionally, if you get injured and if you have scars? I kind of felt like a hypocrite almost. Scars are truly a beautiful thing, declared Carpenter. Yes, they can be a little ugly on the outside. But scars show that you're a survivor, that you made it through something. And not only did you make it through, but now you're stronger and wiser and more educated because of that tough time that you went through. It's my favorite chapter in the book, Don't Hide Your Scars. Chapter 13, and this kind of realization how scars connect all of us and how struggle connects all of us. Carpenter was awarded the Medal of Honor for using his body as a shield to protect a fellow Marine from an enemy hand grenade. His Medal of Honor citation reads, Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.